As we enter into this fifth week of the great penitential season of Lent, this particular gospel is one that bears our meditation and our perhaps even daily reading, not so much for the event itself, but what we learn about how God looks upon us as sinners, should induce us to want to receive the sacrament of penance as often as we need to. You break down this episode. What we have are the Pharisees, the scribes, placing this woman before Jesus, using her to try and trap Jesus. You would think they would have learned they couldn't do that. But yet they continue. Well, that's the influence of the devil, using them to continue to pester Jesus. But then there's this exchange between them and Jesus, and that very famous response he gives to them. Let he who is without sin be the first to cast a stone at her. That's something they never expected to hear. Jesus is letting them know he doesn't dismiss what she did, but he lets them know they too deserve God's punishment. But then there's that final exchange between Jesus and the woman. Notice Jesus doesn't say, well, listen, don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. You can go. No, God doesn't look upon us that way, especially when we sin. He wants us to recognize, yes, I have sinned, but I throw myself on your mercy. That's what happens here. But that's also what happens to you and to me every time we go into that confessional. Every time we stand before the Lord as sinners and ask for his merciful forgiveness, and we start again to live the life of holiness from day to day, relying on him and not ourselves.